Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Okay, at that time of the morning, where we join our very own Adam Kabda is fishing. I can hear him clearly. Adam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And tell me how you're doing this fine, beautiful morning.
Wa alaikum salam, Shepard. Yes, we're floating off Durban here. The morning, watching the sun come up. We're busy trying for bait. Emil just got a mast bunker. There's some red-eye sardine coming out at the moment as well. One caution, we had sea, so the signal might be a bit weak. So as long as we can carry on, Shafat, I'll be on air with you.
Now, beautiful. I can hear you loud and clear. And I heard, in between, you said, het om. So, je praat koeie Afrikaans met your buddy daar, Adam?
Ik let to half to talig, Shafat. I've got Emil on board, Willem on board, Skalk Gordon on board, so I've got good company and they're all teaching me the tal.
Yeah,
and, two records. We're trying for bait here and Skalk picked up two records on his live bait trade.
Oh, brilliant indeed. And when I heard the hetom, I said, hey, they have it when they're really doing. And, brilliant company indeed. I mean, when you find the Buros are very big-hearted people, and whenever they have a passion for anything, and if they are your buddies, they'll actually, will go the extra mile for you, Adam.
Yes, Shepard, we're very like-minded. We all love fishing. We live for fishing, so we share this common passion. But they're also very polite, compassionate, big-hearted, so they make really good buddies and fishing buddies. And we always have fun together. And you know what? Life is all about making memories together. It's not only about the big fish that we catch, but it's getting out there and trying for it. And, it's the lure for us fishermen is the big challenge of what's going to come next, And even if you don't catch anything big, but you have fun out there for the day, Shepard.
No, absolutely. And you know how to have fun too, Adam. But one thing I noticed about you, you have such a balanced life. You know exactly, this is my time for fishing. This is time for my business. This is dad's time. I mean, you really take great care of your father and then your family time. I mean, all this, trait that you have in you, who else is learning? I mean, I think, what I get from you, you're a well-rounded human being. Even your friends, they all simply love you, Adam.
Yes, Shafaj, I think I learned these traits from my dad because watching him really struggle in life and working 7 days a week, he really worked with passion and dedicated everything for us. So now that he's retired, he can enjoy his days and we try and make the best of it and enjoy every day together. And in the same light, life is short, Shepard, so you can't continue working, till the old age and then think of enjoying yourself. It's important to have that balance, and that's what fishing gives me, and it gives to a lot of my customers as well, Shepard. We work really hard during the week, and Sundays we take the day off and just enjoy a full day at sea and just enjoying the sights of Durban with the sun coming up. Looking out for the birds and the sardines and the dolphins. We haven't seen any off Durban this morning, but we're so excited that it's the middle of the sardine run. And inshallah, we might be blessed. We might see a pot of dolphins coming past and schooling up a shoal of sardines, Shabbat.
Adam, what you talk about, those beautiful pictures you sent me, and I sent it to all my cousins around the world. I've got them in Ireland, I got them in Italy, I got them in Canada and the US and so forth. And they just went, what the word was, Adam? Wow. Like they couldn't believe it. I mean, that was like the pictures you captured was absolutely stunning. And, talking about this phenomena, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us to be living in in Durban, which is perhaps, envy of many around the world. Talk to us about that phenomena of, capturing Durban in its pristine beauty, Adam.
Yes, Shafat. I had the pleasure of visiting Mauritius a month ago. I went on holiday and met my cousin. That was a fantastic time. But we always look at postcard pictures of Mauritius with flat seas and turquoise blue waters and clear skies and palm trees. And we always look at it with envy. And the grass is always greener on the other side, Shafat. But we need to open our eyes and realize the beauty that we have on our doorstep. And I am one person that really loved Durban and really loved everything our ocean has to offer us with the beautiful sunrises in the mornings and all the full of life in the ocean and even being able to take some fish home at the end of the day, Shabbat.
No, absolutely. And I think both you and I have the same passion for Durban, or maybe South Africa. You know, being South African Muslims, we always go and paint a very positive picture of our country, no matter what's happening internally. Because when you look worldwide, Adam, there's a worldwide problem. I mean, that's not only South Africa facing problems, but let's get away from the problems and talk about the red-eye sardine that's come about. And that red-eye sardine, you taught me a lesson, is, you know, not very tasty, but it's good bait, bait fish, Adam.
Yes, Shafad, it's one of the most prized bait fish for our local anglers. It has it's much more oily than the normal Natal sardine. Our Natal snook absolutely loves it. So if you slice up a fillet and put it onto a snook trace and troll it behind the boat, you're bound to get a bite from a snook. But having said that, it is appealing to some people as a... I believe the Portuguese absolutely love the red-eye sardine. It has I have tasted it. It has a slightly different taste from our Natal sardine. And I feel that the bones are a little bit stiffer and sharper, so it's a bit more delicate eating, Shafad. But it's definitely edible. But whenever we catch a few, we keep it in our cooler box for bait, Shafad.
Alhamdulillah, with the rock hearts coming through. This the shark frenzy, Adam, everyone's talking about. They're amazed. They say there's an overpopulation of sharks. I mean, Allah knows exactly He provides for every every one of His creature, even the human beings. Unfortunately, you know how humans are, that they create a shortage of food, deliberately dumping food in seas and so forth. But talk about this phenomena of, these sharks are coming through. Never like before. Is it the first time in history that we have seen so many sharks, in the Indian Ocean here in Durban?
You know, Shafat, our Natal waters has always been blessed with an abundance of sharks. To the fishermen, they are pissed because you'll be reeling in a beautiful edible fish, and here the shark comes and takes half of it away. But it's nature. We have to accept it. It's part of the ecosystem. We have to tolerate it. We are visitors in their environment, so we can't criticize them and say there's too many sharks. As you rightly said, Allah knows best, and nature has a way of finding that balance. So there is always that balance between edible fish and sharks. It's just we are impatient sometimes, and we just want our edible fish about.
No, Alhamdulillah, with your fishing, are you enjoying yourself in the morning and going in, taking in this fresh air from the Indian Ocean, All of you, you have powerful lungs, Adam.
Yes, Shafad. It's a blessing to be up before sunrise. As you know, it's part of our culture as well to wake up and read Fajr. Sets you up for a beautiful start to the day. And it's the same with the fishermen, Shafad, whether they're Muslim or non-Muslim. They're up before sunrise and enjoying the crisp winter air that's flowing. We have a bit of an offshore land breeze today. And it's a stunning day at sea. Yesterday, I believe, was a bit bumpy. What's the forecast pretty carefully and decided on today. Might even go out again tomorrow morning. But it's a really beautiful day. A typical sunny winter's morning in Durban, Shafad.
Yeah, people, how fortunate you are. You got Adam Kamdar right in the Indian Ocean coming to you live from the seas of Durban. Adam, I don't think you ever find a grumpy fisherman, especially, I never saw you grumpy. You always are on air. You are smiling. I can hear your smile here. But I'm sure when people are going out in the morning, your team especially, you'll all, like when you look at each other, do you have a subtle smile on you all the time?
Yes, Shafad, always a happy-lucky, happy-go-lucky person. Believe in your attitude in life is very important, It doesn't matter what happens to you, it's how you react to it. So that's always in our power. And I'm one person who always advocates being positive, no matter what the situation. And I'm also blessed, Shafad. We've got friends like you. I'm always happy to be on air with you. You're making me quite famous being on air throughout the world. Even I've got friends in other countries that say, hey, we tune in and we listen to you. And even those photos that I shared with you, Shafad, I sent it to Mauritius, and they are also saying, wow, they didn't realize Durban is so beautiful as well, Shafad.
No, Alhamdulillah, it's a beautiful thought. And, the thought pattern, I was talking about thoughts this morning. So, in your spare time, if your thoughts are moving, what type of thoughts do you have throughout the day, Adam? Talk to me about the inner thoughts of Adam.
Yes, Shafat, as you know, as I grew up, I watched Dad being pretty much a workaholic, so we're also pretty passionate about work. So I'm blessed in that my work revolves around fishing tackle and cars, two of my passions. So always thinking about, you know, new tackle that's coming out, marketing the tackle, you know, working in cooperation with the staff to serve the customers better. So a lot of it is work life is revolves around fishing tackle. And then on the weekends, you know, even during the week, I'm thinking of, okay, so which is the best day, the next best day for fishing. So always planning a fishing trip ahead, watching what the weather is going to do on the weekend. Like, for example, today was the best weather, but usually you find when you're driving to work on a Monday morning, that's the best weather day. So I've scheduled in to be able to do a quick morning session tomorrow as well, Shafat.
Ah, brilliant indeed. And, you know, it's the right time to go in there. And, you know, as people are talking, they want to know from you, you know, brother, who's this? Yeah, a little lower. Yes, Sadiq says, Adam Kamda, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You're sounding tops, my man. Jazakallah khair. You are the only fisherman that brings the boat into our homes. Allah bless you for that. I want to know, do these red eye sardines taste that good? With so much of oil, they must be very healthy indeed for us to imbibe. I don't know why those people say don't have it. But Adam, how can I get hold of these red eyes? Adam, how do you answer, well, Sadiq?
Listener, yes. The best way is to be friendly with some of the ski boaters and ask them if they would part with some of the red eyes. Some of the tackle shops also get fresh red eyes, which they sell for bait. But if it's coming straight from the boat, then it's fresh enough to take home, clean it up, and eat it. It's really worth tasting it, Shafat. But as I said, it's not to everyone's palate because I find the bones a bit harder and a bit sharper. So while we have an abundance of Natal sardine, I think rather go with the Natal sardine. There was a fantastic netting happening yesterday in the Scottborough area, just north of Scottborough by the Kakisak Hotel. And I'm pretty certain conditions will be favorable for the netters to net again today. So if you look between Pumula and Scottborough, you should be able to see the netters operating. And it's very easy to buy a few dozen if you want, or if you've got enough space in your freezer, buy a whole crate and freeze it up. And yeah, Emil just landed a triple up red eye sardine and one fell off just as he pulled it onto the boat. Willem is also up with sugar mackerel and sand soldier as well, and a red eye. So quite a variety of live baits coming up. And when we fish for live baits, we often fish with between 5 and 10 hooks on the live bait trays. That's why we can catch multiples of these baits, Shafat.
You owe the whole Ummah a nice big great fish so that they're coming to chow with you, Adam.
Yes, Shafat, the red fish of Natal, you know, is fantastic. Makes very good table fish. And Skulk sent a drop shot down, which we're normally targeting amberjack, and he caught a small, tiny little sand soldier. So the fish are really biting here, Shafat, and they're taking all manner of lures.
I tell you, you're really, you know, it's such a brilliant thing to have you, you know, whilst you're at sea, and alhamdulillah, documenting you, Adam. And alhamdulillah, the signal is strong, very strong, but, you know, it went back and forth, but it's really very strong. Perhaps we blessed. And, you know, as we know, we have an international listenership. Perhaps, you know, they're all listening to you this morning. And, you know, what would you tell them about coming to Durban and enjoying this, you know, thing called the sardine run, Adam?
Yes, Shafat, the sardine run is phenomenal this year. We've seen some really amazing footage taken by visitors, visiting divers, of sharks feeding on the shoals, birds diving down on them, huge pods of dolphins. And it's still early season, Shafat. We've still got huge shoals off Port Edward. And Skulk was just on with a big fish on his drop shot. It was stripping line from his reel, and then he just cut off. So it might be a toothy fish, like a queen fish or a kingfish.
Okay, live from the ocean. You know, like when Charles Fortune used to give the cricket commentary. Well, Adam is better than Charles Fortune. He's giving an ocean commentary, a whole ocean there, and the fish coming in. And the bites galore there, Adam.
Yes, Shafar, I think we pretty much, the live well is pretty much full. So just one or two more downs and then we're going to head out to our proper fishing spot where we're going to target Natal snook, queenfish and kuta.
So your proper fishing spot will be more inside, getting deeper into deeper waters, Adam.
No, Shafat, contrary to logic, we're actually going shallower. Where we are now, we're in about 20 meters of water just off Durban. There's a sunken yacht here which we fish around to catch live baits. From here, we're going to head straight to Mabira Stadium. We're going to fish on the inside of the shark net, maybe drift a little bit outside of the shark nets in about 10 meters of water. And that's where we'll drift some live baits. And while we're fishing live baits, we'll throw out some lures as well, Shafat.
It's I'll be learning all the time from you, Professor Ri Adam, because you told us that the shallower the water, the more the fish you get. And then you talk, there's a sunken yacht there that's become a barrier reef, Adam.
Yes, that's correct, Shafat. We normally try for bait just as we come out, but we turn left towards the North Pier, or nothing happening there, then we go around the South Pier and fish the bluff area. There wasn't much happening there, so we shot out straight to this mark that we had found before. And as we came out, there's quite a few boats on this one spot. And it's so amazing that the ocean is so vast, you'd expect all the boats to split in different directions, but they all have similar knowledge, so they all end up congregating in certain spots to try for fish.
So in other words, you all huddle together. I mean, you're moving, so you got enough space. And I'm sure you know each other because, not everyone can afford a boat or a yacht like Adam and team. Adam?
Yes, Shafat, we do get to know the boats on the water. All three of the other boats that are near us at the moment, I'm familiar with them. And they are pretty much regulars that come out here. Some of them are dedicated to catching bait and supplying to the tackle shops. Others are filling the live wells as we are this morning before we head out to try for some game fish, Shafat.
Alhamdulillah. I can tell you that the brother from London says, "Hey, chef, before I don't meet Adam, tell him Eid Mubarak." They really love you, Adam. They love you. I mean, they are telling you Eid Mubarak already.
Hello?
Adam?
Hello?
Brother says, he said Eid Mubarak to you.
Oh, Eid Mubarak to you and to that listener, to all the listeners and to everyone at the station, Shafat. I hope it's going to be a blessed Eid and all your sacrifices must be accepted. Ameen.
Ameen. And give us your parting words, Adam, because we pushed our luck this morning, but Allah...
Yes, we've been quite blessed. I didn't expect the show to last so long because as the wind is blowing, we're drifting further out to sea. But I'd just like to wish everyone Eid Mubarak. And if you want to follow the Sardine Run, log on to thesardine.co.za. My good friend Sean Langer has produced some amazing reports, fantastic videos, good commentary, lovely pictures. I contribute to his platform as well regularly. So give it a like. It's thesardine.co.za. Thanks for a lovely show and salams to you and the listeners. Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.